In Pakistan, the latest attack against a Christian target has left 7 people dead. Today, in the southern port city of Karachi, gunmen entered the office of a Christian charity, tied workers to their chairs, and shot them dead. Kamran Khan, reporter for The Washington Post, is in Karachi and joins us now. Mr. Khan, what details do we know about today's attack?
This is the most gory incident we had since October. It's 8th incident where terrorists have targeted Christian or Western targets in Pakistan, and this is the serious most because police officials say that this time these two gunmen took their time. They tied each of the Christian workers working in this charity called Institute for Peace and Justice. They put tapes on their mouth and shot each one of them. These people stayed in that room for about 15 minutes to 25 minutes. And so it was one of the most serious target killings of Christians in Pakistan since 9/11.
And the Institute for Peace and Justice, who are they? What kind of work do they do?
It's a charity organization basically run by the Christians, but it has no religious color. It was not a preaching organization. It was a social organization which would help poor. They will do some sustainable development projects, but it has no religious colors at all.
And the gunman got away. Are there any clues yet who was behind the attack?
The police say they don't have any specific clue about this, but intelligence officials in Karachi suspect that the members of a jihadi group, an extremist Islamic group, may be responsible for this latest attack. They had arrested members of this group past week in Karachi, and they had found the maps of a couple of churches and a couple of missionary schools with those people. And they have already said that these militants have linkages with Al-Qaeda.
Every time an attack like this succeeds, it would seem to increase pressure on Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. His government is seen as very vulnerable to Muslim extremists. How is the government likely to respond to this?
That's very correct, because the recent arrests have clearly showed that the principal target for the Islamic extremists in Pakistan is General Musharraf himself. They tried to kill him last week in Karachi, early last week, and there are several other abortive attempts already made on General Musharraf's life. And obviously, the government officials, authorities are very concerned about this latest incident because it showed that some of the members of these Islamic extremist groups are not only active, but they are ready to strike also, and they are looking for, at present it seems that they're looking for soft targets.
Where does the broad public sentiment fall? Are people in Karachi sympathetic to the views of these extremists?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. People are very depressed. There is a sense of gloom in the city. About 1,000 people took to the streets of Karachi today. The Christians and Muslims, they marched to the governor's house here, and they raised protests against the Islamic extremism and the militants, Islamic militants. Anybody you talk to in the city of 14 million people says this could only be the work of the real enemy of this country, and there is absolutely no sympathy for the killers at all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kamran Khan is a reporter for The Washington Post. We reached him in Karachi.